Hiromi, thank you for joining us here on The Checkout.
Thank you.
Your new recording is called Place to Be, and I'm assuming that if there's any place that you'd rather be, it would be at the piano.
Yes, I feel very home there.
How long have you been playing now?
24 years. Long time, all my life, almost.
All your life. I understand you grew up on a green tea farm. Is that true?
I didn't grow up there, but my grandparents are green tea farmers, so I did visit there, you know, a couple of times a year. Yeah.
Get your fill in antioxidants.
Yes, it's a very good thing to take, I think, green tea.
So I have to ask you, what's the perfect temperature for tea?
I don't know, actually.
Hot.
Hot.
Again, your new recording is called Place to Be, and we'll have you sit at the piano and play a song for us. This one's called Chou à la Crème. Chou à la crème with Hiromi at the piano. I should mention that's not footwear we're talking about when we say chou. It's C-H-O-U-X, which is pastry, yes?
Yes, it's a cream puff in French. I'm a big sweets lover. And when I went to France, I was just looking for chou à la crème in bakery. And, you know, it's just on the way to the bakery, I just had such a beautiful landscapes around, you know, and found it and fulfilled with happiness, you know, when I had it. Then when I finished it, I was a little bit sad because it's gone and whole adventure about me trying to go get the chou à la crème.
Well, there's always, a return visit for another one.
Yes, I'm excited.
Hiromi, I noticed when you sit at the piano that, it's sort of a full body experience. I mean, on that song alone, you know, you're inside the piano plucking the strings and, you know, no shoes, you know, purple socks, I should say. So, you know, tell me a little bit more about your approach to the piano, because it does seem like such a physical thing.
Well, you know, especially when I play solo piano, I have to be a bass player, I have to be a drummer, I have to be a whole orchestra on my own. So I have a lot to do, you know, with the piano and just trying to pull out the potential of the piano as much as I can. And actually, even when I'm playing with the band, I'm you know, not really, how can I say, quiet type of player, you know. I love feeling the energy. I just feel it. And it's a very natural thing. And also, you know, I usually just sit up, you know, just, I don't really sit on the bench, you know, I kind of half stand up and play the piano. I think it's because I realized that, you know, seeing all these giants, you know, piano giants, you know, such as, you know, McCoy Tyner, Oscar Peterson, they have such a huge body. And when they played like a fortissimo, you know, it's really like bam, like orchestra, like fireworks. And I was just trying to, you know, explore how to get that sound. And I couldn't get it, you know, just imitating how they played. Then I realized that, okay, I have to use whole body to get the, you know, maximum sound from piano because I'm so tiny.
Tiny, yet you certainly disabuse any notion of a stereotype, you know, whatsoever. I mean, you know, you do get a lot of fortissimo out of that piano. I suspect that that you've, you know, in those 24 years, you've developed a way to reach the maximum potential of that piano.
Yes.
What's left in your maximum potential? Like, where would you like to be as a pianist?
Well, I just want to, you know, keep, you know, searching the landscapes in music that I've never seen before, you know, also in writing aspect. Just want to keep playing music. I don't really have, like, you know, I want to do this or that, you know, the specific, I don't know.
Definite goals.
But different. Only one definite goal that I have is I want to be playing piano all my life. You know, I'm very excited when I think about, you know, myself in 60s, 70s, how I'm going to be playing, you know, with all these life experiences. Because music really reflects, you know, what kind of person you are. And what kind of experience you've been through in life. So I'm very excited. I just want to keep playing, keep enjoying my life and reflect it onto my music.
Well, we'll step out of your way, Hiromi, and let you play the piano. You're going to perform another original composition. This one's called BQE.
Thank you.
That's BQE from Hiromi. I should tell you now, you know, I used to live on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway. And I think I heard some of those sounds, actually.
Okay.
Every morning, there used to be a truck that came by that had like a really bad muffler. And that was sort of like my alarm clock every day. Did you live near the BQE at some point or just enjoyed traveling on it?
Well, I live in Brooklyn and, you know, I always have to take that way when I go to the airport. So I do use it quite often and just seeing this crazy, you know, almost like car chasing kind of, you know, driving. And also at the same time, I can see this beautiful landscape of Manhattan. It's really like reality and fantasy. It's like exist together. And I was very inspired by that.
It's a delicate balance trying to drive on the BQE, as you mentioned, a little bit of a ballet of sorts. Place to Be is the new recording. Hiromi is our guest here on The Checkout. And we'll let you close out with the title track. What's your favorite place to be that's not at the piano?
Well, of course, with my family and friends, but wherever people are smiling, you know, I always wanted to make people happy with my music, and I travel all over the world, and it's not easy sometimes because I have to sleep in different hotels every night and I have to catch early flights and stuff, but you know, when I go on stage and when I play music and when I see people smile, it really fulfills me, and I feel that they are, you know, audiences are giving me the place to be. So it's like collecting more places to be, you know, around the world. That's like my life, and I feel so, you know, happy, fortunate to be doing this. So I wanted to actually thank everybody that, you know, I met on the road, and that's why I wanted to make this album.